So you have several fires burning up there right now. How close are these two together, and how are they looking today?
Probably somewhere between 30 miles apart on the Lake County side at this point.
And is there any worry that these two will join together?
There is a concern that the river fire will burn north and into the area of the ranch fire. Primary concern is obviously structure and life protection.
And what is the terrain like up there? Can you describe for me a little bit what the region is like and how the firefighters are able to get in and out of those hills?
It's very rugged terrain, so steep mountainous areas, rocks, trees, a lot of, you know, the topography is very steep and rugged. Yeah, access is definitely challenging for them in this, especially in the heat.
How many communities are currently threatened, and where is it burning towards?
Okay, our concerned areas obviously are Lakeport, which is you know, the river fire is a challenge for them, and moving down Scotts Valley up Scotts Valley Road, excuse me, which is also part of Lakeport. Also have a concern for Blue Lakes. They were a concern for the ranch fire, and now with the river fire moving north, it's a concern for the river fire being a threat to Blue Lakes, which is part of Upper Lake. So, and obviously Upper Lake, Nice, and Lucerne are all areas of concern.
Are you from the area, Tricia?
Yes, I am. I have a house in Nice, and I live in Lakeport.
And how's your home? Is it safe right now?
I was able to see the rooftop of my house in Nice, but the fire was right behind the ridge. So yesterday it was there. And then the one in Lakeport, it is also potentially under threat from the Scotts Valley area from the river fire.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. So you haven't been able to go home either.
I've been committed, obviously, to this fire since the start. So I had friends and family that were able to take care of my home and animals and family members.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, thank you so much for talking with me and for all your help with those fires. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Just that people be vigilant. This is a dynamic situation. This fire is moving quickly in the afternoon. I noticed when I was there that a lot of people did stay in the area, and I just want to make sure that they're prepared and ready to go and vigilant. And if they feel like they're in any immediate danger, that they leave. And I would like to reiterate that people listen to these evacuation orders because our first priority is life, then it's property, and then it's environment. If we're focusing on saving lives, we can't focus on saving houses and environment. So if they leave the area, that's a problem that's mitigated, and so we can focus on those other two objectives.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much again, and take care.
Thank you.